Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings is joining us now. You've got a cocktail for us?
I do. It's berry season in Michigan. The black raspberries are just coming into market now. Strawberries are done, but soon we'll be seeing an endless stream of awesome berries.
So berries, that sounds fun. What are you mixing with it?
I like to use bourbon in the summer with berries. I think that combination just works really well. Whenever I pick some fruit from the garden and I think, oh, I want to make a cocktail with this, bourbon's the first thing that I think of. So we're just making a simple smash.
What kind of bourbon?
Today we're using the Traverse City Whiskey Company bourbon, and they're making bourbon all over the state now. And so this one we've got from up north, which is also a great place to go in the summer.
Okay, well, we know there's berries and whiskey in there. What do you do? How do you make this?
The thing I love about this drink is that it's less of a recipe and more of an idea. So you're going to take a piece of ginger, if you like ginger, and you're going to muddle it in a shaker. And then you're going to take some berries, blueberries, raspberries, black raspberries, mulberries, whatever you have. Throw them in there with whatever herb you like. Today we use sage. You could use mint, anything you like, really, thyme. And then you're just going to muddle that all up, break up the ginger, break up the berries, add some bourbon, but you could use rye if you wanted to. And then going to add some lemon juice and some simple syrup. So I use 2 ounces of whiskey and then 1/2 ounce each of lemon juice and simple syrup. But you could totally adjust that based on your preferences and how sweet or tart your berries are.
Is there a trick to muddling? I know if you muddle mint too much, it gets bitter. But is there a certain number of times you smash that stuff together?
With mint, you definitely want to be careful and not muddle it too much. Mint and basil can get bitter, but something like sage or thyme or rosemary, the heartier herbs, you can really kind of beat those up. One trick to avoid over-muddling is just to have some liquid in the glass when you're muddling, so your simple syrup goes in there at the same time, or here the berries are protecting the herbs from getting too beaten up.
So this is pretty refreshing. I mean, the fruit is right there up front.
Definitely, especially with black raspberries, because they're just so powerful. I mean, you can see the color here, right? It looks like a glass of Kool-Aid, but don't let your kids into it.
No, that'll be gone before the kids even see it. Thanks very much.
Cheers.